Kenya's three-judge bench gave numerous reasons for Thursday's decision, with Justice Anthony Mrema reading an excerpt of the ruling to explain why they're letting the East African country's newly appointed deputy president assume office.
Public interest in this matter favors giving way to the Constitution, which in any event is the will of the people. That is also the dictate under Article 3 of the Constitution, where every person has an obligation to respect, uphold, and defend the Constitution. We choose to abide by that calling. As such, public interest demands that the office of the Deputy President should not remain vacant.
Earlier this month, Kenya's Senate voted to uphold 5 of the 11 charges against impeached former Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua, including constitutional violation and charges of corruption that he has dismissed as politically motivated. President William Ruto promptly chose Interior Minister Kithure Kindiki to replace Gachagua, whose lawyers challenged the appointment. The High Court had suspended further action until it could hear both sides. Since then, the court has faced questions and petitions from Gachagua's lawyers, including challenges to the validity of the panel's appointment and to their impartiality, both of which were rejected. The whole process has divided Kenyans, with some, like James Chege, telling VOA they agreed with Gachagua's impeachment, while others, like Edwin Mugalo, found it distasteful, especially because the deputy president fell ill while the proceedings were happening.
The outgoing deputy president was too abrasive. He could not tone down his language.
It wasn't good, and especially you are impeaching somebody when he's in hospital. I think it was so untimely.
Gachagua was Ruto's running mate in the 2022 election, but had recently spoken of being politically marginalized, highlighting the friction and tension between him and his former boss. Historian Kenneth Ambongi of the University of Nairobi says he's surprised the Ruto-Gachagua partnership lasted as long as it did.
If I look at historical patterns, what is happening is always expected. The two are of the same characteristics. I know our president is a strong, determined, self-opinionated. Same thing with Gachagua. We say two bulls cannot share one kraal.
Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.